You know, it's been a long day. I haven't seen you today. You're somewhere, I'm sure.
Hey, yeah, it's been a while. It's been a while. So, before I start this podcast, I would like to thank all of my Argentina listeners. You guys give me strength. I'm going to say something in Spanish for y'all. Hola, Argentina. Te amo. So, yeah, thank y'all so much. I hope y'all will continue to listen to me all the way from America. All right. So, basically, I said this episode was going to be about my high school and middle school career and how I could have killed myself, but I didn't. I'm just going to tell you all the humiliating stories, my trauma. Okay, that's cool. So before I do that, though, I just want y'all, I'm just going to say a little update on my grades. So basically, when I went to physical school, I was struggling with my homework and grades, as y'all know. And when I looked at my grades, they were all F's. I was failing every single class. But then I managed to get my grades up. So let me tell y'all my grades. So I passed every single class with one. I'm sure y'all can guess which one. I managed to get mostly B pluses. I know. I got A plus. I got a C plus, but I still passed. I know that's right. And then I got a 50% from my chemistry teacher. Yeah, that bitch could kill herself. So, that's crazy. But anyway, I'm going to go right ahead and just talk about, yeah, I'll just tell y'all my stories. To be honest, now that I think back on it, I could laugh at some of them, but others, I don't laugh. And then when I think about them too much, I cry. So, yeah. My chemistry teacher could really die, though. All right. We're going to talk about before middle school. I have my notes right here. I am prepared. So, before middle school, what grade would that be? It would be, what the hell? Sixth grade. So, it would be sixth grade. This is what happened. So, the first thing I put down before middle school, I got yelled at in front of the whole math class because I kept doing the Miranda Sings voice. Okay. So, we starting off strong here. Y'all know how Miranda Sings used to be a big thing. Yeah. And then I was just doing her voice. I don't know. I think me and my friend, we was really good at doing the voice at the time. Then there was this white bitch that was so mad because we kept excluding her from our little group because she couldn't even do it correctly. So we said, bitch, you're not about to come with us and do the Miranda Sings voice and embarrass us like this. And then she got mad at us for doing that. Like, first of all, I don't know why she got mad at us when we did that. I mean, I don't know. But she told the teacher on us. And then the teacher came and she slammed her hand on the desk. And she was like, all right, I'm tired of this. No more Miranda Sings voice. And she was doing all this over a fucking voice impression. Like, nobody in that grade had a fucking life. Like, I don't know. And first of all, I don't even know why that math teacher was allowed to yell at us for a voice impression when we wasn't even speaking in her class. She almost made me fight the bitch. I was so sick to my stomach. And then I went home and cried. Because first of all, I don't even be speaking in that class. So when she yelled at me in front of everybody, I was like, oh, hell no. I think it's time for me to end my own life. So, yeah, I went home and cried. Then my mom had to call up to the school and was like, I just think it's totally unfair. I believe that white people were after me during these years. That's all I could say. So my second thing is that I wore combat boots. I mean, there's no discussion in this. I should have killed myself then and there. Because first of all, I think my combat boots had like a plaid styling. And I used to wear them every day with some jeans, some tight-ass jeans. I looked a mess. I looked a fucking mess. Oh, my God. I wanted to kill myself. So, the third one I see right here is that I farted during reading time. Okay. So, this was back when I had a male teacher. Oh, my God. I had a male teacher, and we was all reading. We all went to the little rug to read, and it was my friend, and she was like, I don't know, but she was a very nice white girl. She was very clean, and she just looked very popular and rich. That was bestie at the time, and he was reading, and I had my legs up, like, you know how, like, when you sit, like, crisscross applesauce, but my applesauce was near my chin. So, like, I don't know. My legs was crossed, but my knees was, like, on my chin, if y'all could just imagine that. I don't think I'm explaining it right, but, yeah. And then, all of a sudden, it just came out of me. And then everybody started laughing at me. And then my friend looked at me and laughed. I don't know what was funny at the time. I think I cried after that. I don't remember. But it's surely something that I would want to forget in my near future. So, the third one is a mentally challenged dude ran from me because my fake ass friend told him I liked him. Okay. Basically, what happened in this one, I think it's pretty self-explanatory. I mean, we was all outside, and then my friend was so freaking fake. She's the one who told my... Oh, wait, that's next. But she was so freaking mean to me. Like, I don't know how I be choosing these friends, but they be just so rude to me. And she just went up out of nowhere. She went up out of nowhere and told this dude, his name was David, of course, like, too many fucking Davids in the country of America. Am I right, y'all? Am I right? But basically, David, I mean, I don't think he was mentally challenged, but, okay. So, basically, she went up to him and was like, Sasha like you. And then he started running. Why the fuck was he running from me? Oh my God, I looked hit as fuck back in the day, but come on now. I just think that was a little bit too much, don't y'all think? Raise your hand if y'all thought it was. I hope everybody raised their hand because I just think that was just too much, even for me. I would never in life run away from somebody who said that to me. But anyway, I started laughing really loud. I started laughing just so taken aback, like, cause like, why did he run away? Because he was running down the stairs too, like, making a whole scene. Like, I wanted to kill myself. Oh my God, that's funny. That's funny. This was my favorite. This one is my favorite. I wore a blue bra with a white shirt. Okay. So, I think that's pretty self-explanatory as well. I went to school with the blue bra and a white shirt. And then my crush at the time kept staring at my boobs. But he didn't really like me. So, I think he was just making fun of me. So, the same crush that I had a crush on that was looking at my bra found out that I liked him by my fake friend in, what, history class while we was watching a video. And then she was like, Sasha like you. And then he was like, ew. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I just had to take a little break from that. So he sat ill while we was watching the history video on social studies. And when I got on the bus, I cried. And then I didn't talk to her for like a week. So, yeah. Anyway, before middle school, I would rate my trauma a 5 out of 10. I don't think it was that bad, but I also think it was not that great either. I made a lot of memories before middle school. I think those were some of the funnest years, so I don't know. I don't know. I don't know, y'all. I don't think I'm mad at it. I don't think I'm mad at my before middle school era. I don't think I'm mad at it. So let's go ahead and go to middle school. So the first thing on my middle school list is that I was bullied. I think middle school was definitely the start of my insecurities and trauma. I do think that these was, I don't know, y'all. I just think that nobody should have to go through what I went through. I am a victim. But anyway, the first thing on my middle school list is that I was bullied. Well, I don't know, even know how I could explain that. Well, I think I explained it in some of my points that I had. But yes, I was bullied by by light-skinned men that went to school. Well, anyway, I was also body shamed by. Shut the fuck up. Sorry, I just got a text from Jamie. I don't like the bitch. I'm just gonna say that flat out. She will die soon. Okay, so body shape 24/7, and then so colorist remarks were made towards me. Yes, this was the one. This was the one. I think this one right here made me hate being African American, and then I think I started dreaming about being white after this. Ooh. Oh my God, my stomach is talking to me. Shh, I'm doing a podcast. Anyway, I think after this, I never jumped about myself being black until recently, because I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I always jumped to myself as a white bitch after this. Like, I don't know, in my dreams, I was just white as fuck. But now, I've been getting better. I've been dreaming about myself more. Okay. And I am African American in my dreams. I know that's right. But anyway, let's see. What were the colorist remarks that were made towards me? I think the biggest one that I could remember was when my bully had a crush on my friend. I would name her Clarissa. Well, okay. Well, my light-skinned bully. He had a crush on my friend Clarissa at the time, and we was all in the same cooking class together. So he would literally put me down and then praise my friend. So that's mainly what had consisted throughout my years in that cooking class. And I remember one day we was all sitting at a table after we got finished cooking, and he was like, "Yeah, did y'all see that post about how dark-skinned people coochie look?" And then he showed us a picture. And then it was like a chocolate covered donut. It was like a straw, but it was a strawberry on the inside. So it was just, I don't know. It was just very, very unappetizing to see. I mean, I just don't think it was necessary to even show that picture. I don't think it was accurate at all. I don't know. I think he was just trying to be rude as fuck. And then he was like, and then they both started laughing. And I said, I was the only one that wasn't laughing, 'cause I am dark skinned. So I was like, what the fuck going on here? Is this what light skinned people joke about on a daily? Like, it's giving nothing. It's giving nothing. And then he was like, yours probably look like that, huh, Sasha? I was fucking sick. My Argentina listeners, please excuse this. But anyway, he said, yours probably look like that too, huh? And I said, no, because like in reality, the picture was very inaccurate. I don't think that's what anybody on Earth coochie looked like. So I was like, no. And then he started laughing again. I was very like, what the fuck ever? I don't give a fuck anymore. Middle school. Okay, so this was in, wait, this should be in the before middle school, because I remember this happening before middle school. But I asked the fifth grader if he was a professional artist, because it was my friend. I don't talk to him no more, but he's so cool. But yeah, he was, before middle school, he was like, we was in the same class, and he had these little art things that he drew. And then, so I was trying to make some friends at the time. So I was like, oh my God, that's so cool. Are you a professional artist? And everybody started laughing at me. But that should not be in the middle school section. How can I even explain this? Basically, we was just trying to be activists at our school. 'Cause you know how I said like I was just like bullied by like light-skinned men. Turns out a whole bunch of light-skinned men was acting like that back in middle school, and I was so sick. And then we was trying to get these light-skinned men to like us, right? So then we finally found this dude. He was light-skinned, and he was. Oh, every time I think about it, every time I think about it, I can't. So basically, I think it was like the last day of school, and we was gonna walk together to Cane's. First of all, I got a new shirt, 'cause it was hot as fuck. So I got a shirt for my friend Clarissa, and I was wearing her shirt, and what was it? It was like, I had short sleeves, like really short sleeves. So you could it was a tank top basically. It was a tank top. And so I was very, very sweaty. I'm sure I had a little hair under them pits. But we was walking, it was hot as fuck. And then he tried to pick me up by putting his hands under my underarms. And my underarms was sweaty as fuck. Oh my God. Just thinking about it, I can't. He ain't saying nothing to me though. He ain't saying nothing about it, so that's cool, but like, please don't ever do that shit again. He kept trying to pick me up. He tried to pick me up like so many times. And then this fat nigga was like, he was like, oh, y'all a thing now? Oh, hell no. And then he tried to kiss me. Oh my God, I was about to kill myself. I just wasn't feeling it. Like my armpits was sweaty. I didn't look pretty that day. I was just not in the fucking mood. And plus, I had to walk somebody home, and my feet was hurting. So I was like, nah, nigga, you're not getting the kiss, especially when it was in front of a whole active street. So many cars was just there. Just thinking about it, I get pissed off. Anyway, this is so my best friend, she left me for a new best friend, but I feel like this happens to a lot of people, so I'm just gonna skip past that. But I just feel like I just feel like this happened way too many times in my life, because I swear she did that twice in like a year. Yeah, then she stopped being friends with the new best friend, and she started becoming my friend again. But that's just how my story went in middle school. I don't know. My next thing is that I almost got in a fight because I told a white girl that she was a crybaby. I think this one is my favorite moment from middle school. I don't know, I was just filled with anger. I've never felt anger like that before. It was just a lot of anger built up. I don't know. But let me tell y'all the backstory. So basically, I had this friend. I will name her Fiberty. Yeah, okay. So Fiberty. Ah. I think I'm just gonna name her Lisa. I don't know. But anyway, Lisa was this small girl. It was like white girl on white girl crime, but like I just had to involve myself because, bitch, I was a little bit bored. So, basically, there was this girl. I'm gonna name her Fall, and I'm gonna name another girl Lisa. So, Lisa, she was nice to me. I wouldn't say we were friends, but we was very, very cool, I guess you could say. And then we was in science class. All of a sudden, I see Fall. Well, I hear Fall. I overhear Fall talking shit about Lisa. I was like, oh, hell nah. You was not about to talk shit about bestie like this. She wasn't even bestie. I just wanted to involve myself with some drama. I think it's because I hated Fall because she was dating my white boy crush. I think that's why I hated the bitch so bad. So anyway. And then my fake ass friend, I'm gonna name her Elliot. So basically, Elliot was friends with me, and she was also friends with Fall. So Elliot, I told Elliot, because I think Elliot was sitting next to me in science class, I said, how's she going to talk about Lisa like this when she also a crybaby? Like, she be in a nurse crying every fucking day, like, you know? And then, of course, Elliot had to go back and tell Fall. Oh my gosh. And then she came up to me while I was getting ready to go to my locker and go home. She was like, Sasha, if you have something to say, you can say it to me now. And I was like, oh, hell nah, bitch. And I was like, first of all, I can say what I said to you, to your face. I said that you was a crybaby. Boom. Hold on. Sorry, yeah. I told you that you was a crybaby. And then, I was like, what did I say? I was just saying so much shit. I was like, I don't think you should be talking about, what's the bitch name? Lisa like this. Like, I don't understand what she did to you to make you hate her so bad. Uh-oh, Zayn album came out, okay. And then she walked away. Oh, it wasn't at the end of the day when this happened. She came up to me, like, during, like, second period or some shit like that. And then I was angry the whole day. I had, like, let me tell y'all what I was wearing. I was wearing a black jacket, and I was wearing some high-water jeans. And every time I bent over, like, you could probably most likely see my underwear. Like, that was just how small these fucking jeans were. Like, I don't even know why I wore them, like, I don't understand. You could see my ankles and everything. I looked at a mess that day. And I was mad as fuck. And so we went to lunch. And she came up to me. And then I started yelling at her. I was like, fuck you, bitch. I was like, I don't know what made me so mad. But I was mad as fuck. And we was both screaming at each other in front of everybody in the lunchroom. I was like, this is the most attention I got all year, baby. I'm gonna have to use this to my advantage. So I had the idea thinking we was about to fight. Now, I don't know what made me think I was gonna win the fight. I don't know. But I was like, nah, I'm gonna beat that bitch ass today. And so we went outside. She came up to me and she was like, hey, Sasha, I just want to talk to you. Like, I just don't think we should fight. and everybody was looking at me. There was a whole huddle around us. I was like, I need to get the entertainment going. Like, at that time, I don't know what I was thinking. Like, my friend pulled my glasses off. I couldn't see, so I started yelling at her, like, give me my fucking glasses, bitch. I was just a mess this day. And I was like, then why was you acting like we was about to fight when we get outside then? She said, I don't know. Then that's when the teacher came and was like, both of you in my office now. So we had to have our little walk of shame. Both of us went to the office. Everybody was looking at us. Everybody was looking at my high waters. It was just overall a fucking mess. And I went to the office and I was like, call my father. I said, call my father because I'm about to beat this bitch up. And then they went, I told them that I, because she was in my next class period as well. In my next class period, fuck, I can't. So in my next class period was my math class. I'm positive my math teacher had a crush on me. I don't know, but he was so fucking nice to me and my friend. So I didn't really want to see his face at the moment. Because I feel like some people already told him that Sasha was about to get in a fight. Because it's like, to his eyes, I was his best student. So I was like, oh, that's just so disappointing. So I said, I did not want to go into my next class because she's in there. And then I just went to my next class and it was over with, basically. We just stopped talking after that. So if next time you want to solve bullying in your school, don't ask a small bitch name. Don't tell a small bitch named Elliot. Let me tell you that. Because Elliot got me into a lot of trouble that year. Let me tell you that right now. She's the main reason why. I don't know. She's just the main reason why I low-key hated that whole school year. But anyway. So, this goes right into my next thing. My next point. Elliot, she told the girl I was about to fight. What's her name? Fall? She told Fall that I had a crush on her boyfriend. Who in the fuck would think that would be acceptable to even say to somebody who was about to fight you? Like, why on earth would anybody think to tell your enemy that, like, I don't know, but her boyfriend knew, and she knew that I had a crush on this nigga. I was sick to my stomach. I almost wanted to cry. Because that's so humiliating. That's so fucking humiliating. Like, the things that I did, I don't even want to go to that point. Because the things I did to get his attention, that should be a whole different video. That's so humiliating to me. And he was white, too. I fucking hate my life. I could tell y'all about how the crush that basically was for our boyfriend. He told me that me and my best friend, this is a different best friend. This is still bestie today. I love her. But he told us that we both looked alike. And I jokingly said, is it because we're black? And then he got mad at me. Like, what? It was just a little jokey joke. I wanted to have sex with you. Why was you getting angry at me? I was sick. But anyway. This one's a good one. I went to it. Y'all know how, like, they have these Snapchat parties where they post on Snapchat. And it'd be like, leave the drama at home. $5 entrance for boys, $2 entrance for girls, you know, that bring your own weed, stuff like that. But it wasn't buy your own weed and bring your own booze. It was just a really, really ghetto party. And so I was like, my friend was like, yeah, I'm about to go there. And then they was like, yeah, you should come. I was like, oh, okay, I'm going to go. Then I told my cousin, I was like, cousin, you should come with me to this party. And she's like, okay, cousin. And then she was at my house. And then at the last minute, my friend was like, ah, I can't go. So now we had nobody to talk to at that party. I was sick to my stomach. And then so we went there. I said, you still want to go? I wanted her to say no. My cousin was like, yeah, we should go. So we went. And then we just stood on the wall. We stood by the wall for about a maximum of 2 hours. And then it was just so humiliating that people came up, like this girl was asking us, why y'all just standing there? It was just so humiliating because the people I wanted to talk to, they was already in a group of people. You know, like, that's just so humiliating to go up to a group, especially in a group that you barely know anybody there. So we just stood there by the wall for 2 hours and we went home. It's kind of humiliating if you think about it. My next one is doing if you dance. I was dancing with my friends, and I'm reading what's on my notes right here. That's why I sound stupid. But during the 8th grade dance, I was dancing with my friends. Then a boy pushed me and told me to back up because he thought I was twerking on him. Okay, I remember this. I remember this. So I think this one is just excellent. I think this was a moment to remember, truly, because why would he embarrass me like this? And he was my crush too. I wore a really, really pretty dress to the 8th grade formal. It just fit my body so well. Everybody was just giving me compliments. My hair was looking fucked up though. But let me tell you, that dress was hitting, my nigga. And all my Argentine listeners out here, I am black, so I'm allowed to say that. On the other hand, I don't think y'all are allowed to say that, but I still love y'all nevertheless. But anyway, he was my crush. He was very, very anti-black. He was like best friends with my light-skinned bully, but that's a different story. He would just talk shit about dark-skinned girls, black girls. He would only date white girls. But for some reason, I liked that and I wanted more of that. I don't know. I think all that built up self-hatred in 8th grade made me like him. That's the only explanation I could have because I don't even think he was that fucking cute for me to be doing this. But anyway, me and my friend, we was in the middle of the we was in the middle dancing and then I was, you know, backing up, doo doo. Let me tell y'all the truth. Let me tell y'all the truth. So the thing is, everybody in the 8th grade dance was just everywhere you looked, everybody was grinding on someone. So I was just, you know, I was so backing up. I can't. I'm getting secondhand embarrassment for myself. I was just not trying to make it too obvious, so I was just backing up, dancing, backing up. And then he pushed me. Oh my God. And I turned around and I said, why the fuck would you do that? I wasn't even trying to twerk on you. He was like, oh my bad. I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it. I don't know. That's okay. I still had a lot of fun at the 8th grade dance. I wasn't gonna let that affect me, even though it did affect me for like the whole month. But I got over it, because I don't give a fuck. My next point. This one's a good one. This one's a good one. So, 8th grade, y'all could just already tell that 8th grade was just not my year. Because so much shit happened in 8th grade. Like, 8th grade, that was when I was transitioning my hair. So I had to cut all of my hair off. And I had to, like, wear, like, little headbands to even put it in a bun. Because it was too short to put in a bun. And I just wore scarves. I think I wore scarves for, like, half the time I was in, like, just half that year. It was just so bad for me. And He was just hating me. He was hating me a little bit too much that day. I don't know what I did to annoy him, but he was hating me a little too much that day. And it's the fact that it was first period too. So I was like, what the fuck did I do before school, bitch? What did I do when I wake up? I think he was mad at me because I woke up that morning. Because ain't no way in hell he was mad at me that day. Because I didn't even talk to him that day. He was mad as shit. But anyway, he was like going around. And like in the first period class, he was going around asking people if I was ugly. I was sitting there with my friend just talking. And all of a sudden I hear, she's so ugly. Isn't she ugly? She's so ugly. Isn't she like ugly? Like just going around to asking people if I was ugly. And that's when I was like, I was cussing. I was like, fuck you. I'm not even doing anything to you. I don't even, just thinking about that day. Truly, it was something because, yeah. Did all that in front of everybody. It was so humiliating. And then my teacher took us both to the office. And then I started crying in the office. Because, like, what person wants to go through that? Like, you got boys clowning on you in your face. Because, I'm sorry, I can't. Because if I talk about it, I'm going to cry. But anyway, that's what happened. He tried to apologize to me, but I did not accept the apology. So, yeah, that was the end of that. I hope he fucking kills himself. He had doo-doo jaws in his locker and then had the audacity to sit here and bully me that whole freaking school year. Yeah, I really hope he kills himself. I'm not even going to lie. He tried to point out that, it's also on the list, so I will get to it later. So what happened next? Oh, the same bully. Okay, he was a fucking hater. Let me tell you, because I wore this cute ass black dress. I looked amazing. Like, my body was just, it was just kind of beautiful, if you ask me. And my boobs was just sitting right. It was just sitting right. And my friend was like, Sasha, your boobs look so good. I said, thank you, bestie. Thank you, bestie. And then she was like casually pointing it out in a conversation that she had in a group. And my bully was also in that group. And he went up to my friend because she was like, Sasha's boobs look really good today. Then like a couple minutes later, he went up to my friend again. It was like hey, I looked at Sasha's boobs. They looked all right. Bitch, all right. You can't even give me a compliment, my nigga. My boobs looked great. Great. Anyway, the same person who said my boobs look all right and did all that stuff, he also had thrown rice in my hair in cooking class. Nobody defended me except for myself. And during that day, after I got mad at him, he was like, he called me broke. And then he said, my mom buys my clothes. As if everybody in that class wasn't 13 years old. And as if anybody at the age of 13 got a job. So he just called me broke. That's sad as fuck. That was sad as fuck. Right in front of my crush too. Because my crush was also in that class. My white crush. The one that had the girlfriend that I almost fought. Yeah, he was in that class. He was just watching it all happen. It wasn't fun. It really wasn't fun. And still, after all this stuff that happened, my ex-bestie Clarissa was still friends with that nigga. God, I was down bad this year. Anyway. Let's go to high school now. Hey, high school. Let's go right into freshman year, aka the best year of high school, but also the worst. So we can start at the beginning where, fuck. So in freshman year, I got hit in the eye with the hard softball. This was when, I think this was our first, This was my group chat's first school year together. I was a freshman. Now I'm a junior. And I was telling my newfound friends, I was like, hey guys, I'm gonna do softball this year. I think I'm really excited for sports this year. I love sports. That was basically my thing. As soon as I got to conditioning, boom, got a black eye. Damn. Next week, got cut from the softball team. Well, I was practically not cut from the softball team. I just didn't make it on the softball team, but I got cut during tryouts, basically. I really don't want to talk about my story about getting cut from the tryouts thing. I don't want to tell my story about that because it's very embarrassing and I don't want to bring up that memory. So, anyway, as I had a... No, never mind. It's not even worth it. I'm not even going to say nothing. So the bitch, this was a good one. The bitch who made it on the softball team overheard me complaining about being cut from the softball team. I think that was very, I don't know. People may be like, that's nothing. But I just thought that was very, very embarrassing on my end because I knew she was thinking like, you mad. Like, she really could have just said that to me. And the same person who heard me complaining, she was damn near, she was a team leader at my work that I was working at. So it was just very embarrassing seeing her, knowing like she heard me. She saw me. She just saw me in real time get cut from a softball team. Like, she just saw me. And then, like, imagine you going in for your first day of work and you seeing the same girl who saw you complain about getting cut from the softball team. And she made it on the softball team. I would kill myself, to be honest. Next one, as after I did not get on the softball team. First of all, I never talked about softball again. Secondly, I went on the track team, okay? And I found some amazing friends. Like, I miss my friends to this day because I loved everybody there. I think God was trying to tell me something because I knew I wasn't going to like the softball people. But I loved my track besties. I'll tell y'all that right now. But anyway, it was when me and Clarissa, my ex-bestie, we got into a little argument. We had our little weekly fights. And I guess this one pushed her to the edge because she told the most ghettoest bitch on earth while we was fighting. And of course, the ghetto bitch gonna try to fight somebody. And she tried to fight me because I was in a fight with my best friend. Who on earth? Who on fucking earth? Like, imagine... oh my God. Just think about it, get me mad as shit. I'm gonna name the bitch that tried to fight me Catastrophe. So basically, this girl came up to me. My friend came up to me and was like, why are you and Catastrophe fighting? I said, what? Me and Catastrophe not fighting? And she asked him, well, she just called you a bitch. I was like, oh, why would she call me a bitch? And then I knew right then and there, that was because Clarissa told her that me and her was fighting. First of all, how you going to fight me because I'm having an argument with my friend? How you going to fight me because I'm having an argument with my friend, bitch? You is so out of the lane, Catastrophe. Because first of all, Clarissa barely even speak to you. So why are you trying to fight Clarissa battles, Catastrophe? Why you like Clarissa so much, Catastrophe? The fuck? But anyway, I went up to her and I was like, Catastrophe, why you call me a bitch? And she was right there with her boyfriend, the same boyfriend that tried to get with me in like sixth grade. Fuck you. Oh. Anyway. Oh. I was like, Catastrophe, why you call me a bitch? She was like, oh, because I can't. I was like, okay, well, because what else am I supposed to say to that? Like, she said, because I can. I was like, okay, well, and I said, well, what me and Clarissa have got going on is nothing to do with you, Catastrophe. She said, okay, I bet you won't fight me, though. I said, well, Cause the thing is, like, how are you gonna fight somebody cause they called you a bitch? I mean, I don't know. Anyway, I went home that day and cried. And I cried, I tried to confide in my friend. I'm gonna name him Frankie. So basically, of course, him always being in black women's business as a gay black man himself, he was like, "What's wrong?" And I said, "Catastrophe tried to come for me because I was in a fight with Clarissa." And he was like, "OMG, OMG." So he texted Catastrophe and was like, "Did you call Sasha a bitch?" With two laughing emojis. And then she texted him back and was like, "Some yeah," with like two laughing emojis. And they was laughing. I don't know what the fuck was funny about that, but I was literally crying on FaceTime, and he thought it would be okay to have laughing emojis in his messages. First of all, this bitch had a tablet. Catastrophe had a whole tablet. She sent screenshots of it to Clarissa, and they was laughing. That's how I saw the screenshots of them laughing. Second of all, Catastrophe don't even got Frankie's number saved, and you can see in the screenshot that he keeps sending. Hey, that's how you know this nigga is such. I don't even know. Like, this nigga was begging for attention or something. It was sick. Oh my God, how do I finish this in 10 minutes? It's I can't finish it in 10 minutes. This is just so out of order. Basically, when I was doing softball tryouts, my mom publicly embarrassed me and then asked the softball coach if she could volunteer to coach the tracking team. Obviously, not the softball tracking team. My mom publicly embarrassed me in front of the softball coach and said and asked if she could volunteer. Obviously, the softball coach said no, and then I got cut the next day. But after I got on the track team, she also publicly embarrassed me in front of the track team. Well, not the track team, but the track coach, and also asked the same question. Obviously, he said no. So I just don't know why she's trying to live her high school years through me. But I just don't think that was necessary to even do. This one's a good one. During the end of my freshman year, I got in trouble for writing RABGAFBAN. Obviously, that spells, well, that doesn't spell, but it says real ass bitch give a fuck about a nigga. And I wrote it on the board. I forgot to erase. Well, I didn't forget to erase it. I thought, I don't know what the fuck I was thinking, but I was gonna erase it because he doesn't even know what that means. But then I thought he was gonna laugh about it, but he started getting actually mad. So I was like, oh hell nah. Uh-oh. And then he got mad, so. And then some girl, the girl who stole my jeans, my pair of white jeans, she snitched on me and said I wrote it. So that was fun. I ran during a track meet for the first time. That was kind of embarrassing. I never did it again. Throughout the whole track season, I never ran after that. So that was fun. Now we're in junior year. Okay, not junior, but sophomore. Wait, who goes after freshman? Sophomore year. I think we're gonna save the sophomore year for another day, because also I have junior year, but only have one thing for junior year. Anyway, I'm just gonna save that for another day. I probably would never come back to this again, because I've had so much, like, I've just encountered so much, like, secondhand embarrassment. And because of middle school especially, but because of all of this, that's why I am the way I am. That's where most of my insecurities have come from. Like, what was his name? My bully, he was the first person to ever tell me I had a big forehead. Like, 'cause I thought, first of all, I thought my forehead wasn't that big. I thought it was a normal forehead. I swear to God, I thought it was a normal forehead. And then he was like, "That's why you got a big ass forehead." I was like, oh! I was so astonished. I was like, "What the fuck? I never heard that before. That's a new one. That is a new one." And I get very, very sad every time somebody comes for my big forehead. Like, somebody in particular, Jamie. Jamie. She does not know when to stop joking. And she jokes with my forehead every other freaking day. And I told her that. I told the bitch to stop. But she never stops. So, yeah. I just don't like when people talk about my forehead. That's my biggest insecurity. But other than that, I have not recovered from any of my trauma or insecurities. I think they will be around with me forever, almost. I think, I mean, leave in the comments below, now that you've heard my before middle school and my middle school and half of my high school, which stage of life would y'all kill yourself in if y'all were in my shoes? Like, a lot of stuff happened in high school, a lot of stuff happened in middle school with me, and a lot of stuff happened before middle school. Which part should I have killed myself at? Leave it in the comments below. To be honest, I think middle school. I think I really was on the edge of middle school. I think the best answer would have truly been middle school. I should have killed myself during middle school, but I'm still here. Unfortunately. So, anyway, to all my Argentina listeners out there, how you say bye in Spanish? I swear I took like 3 years of Spanish. Adios. Adios, Argentina listeners. To my American listeners, bye. Okay.